is the closest thing to a hybrid meeting that current state law will allow us to do. Ask staff to advise us as to have a quorum.
Mr. Chair, we do not yet have a quorum.
Mr. Chair, this is Coastal Commissioner Roberto Uranga reporting.
Thank you, Roberto.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum of voting members.
Thank you very much, Caitlin. I would ask that I will call the meeting to order. Caitlin, would you go over the meeting procedures? And following that, do a roll call.
Certainly, Mr. Chair. Thank you. I just wanted to note that there have been three revisions to the agenda. So all of the changes are regarding the remote locations of governing board members on page four. The latest version of the agenda is on the commission's website and was distributed via listserv and to the governing board email. And then there are also a few copies near the entrance if you'd like a hard copy. Okay, so this is the Commission's first hybrid meeting in which members and the public are participating both remotely and in person. So we greatly appreciate your patience as we navigate this new format. For members participating remotely, only members and alternates whose remote locations are listed on the meeting agenda received a Zoom meeting link to participate. For those who did not list their remote location on the agenda and are not attending in person, you may watch the live stream on CalSpan, which is linked in the meeting agenda. The remote locations are accessible to the public and should allow for the public to observe and address the commission. So to help facilitate public comment, following member roll call, I'll ask members participating remotely to identify the number of members of the public that are present at their locations. For technical support connecting to or using the Zoom meeting platform, please email it@agpvideo.com. So now I'll provide some information on how the public will participate or how public participation is organized for today's meeting. Members of the public may request a comment by completing a printed speaker card if you're in person, which is located at the back of the room. If you're participating via Zoom, you can use your you can raise your hand virtually when we reach the item under which you'd like to speak. If you're participating at a remote location listed on page four of the agenda, please notify the governing board member that is at that location and they will virtually raise their hand to inform us that they'd like to speak. This meeting is being recorded in live stream, so we ask that you please speak clearly. So that concludes the overview of meeting logistics, Mr. Chair. So I'd recommend that we move to member roll call for attendance and introduction.
Thank you.
Okay. Member Alegria?
Present. Good morning, everyone. And there are no members of the public at my location.
Thank you. Member Austin?
Present.
Thank you. Member Bishop?
Present.
Thank you. Chair Caspary?
Here.
Thank you. PJ Caldwell.
Present.
Thank you. Member Cepeda Rizzo.
Present.
Thank you. Member Chernofsky.
Here, alternate for Supervisor Kuehl.
Thank you. Member Ford.
Present.
Thank you. Member Luce.
Present.
Thank you. Member McMorrin.
Here.
Thank you. Member Murphy.
Present.
Thank you. Member Wynn.
Present, attending on behalf of Public Works Director Mark Pastrella.
Thank you. Member Stevens.
Present.
Thank you. Member Tashtian.
Attending on behalf of Director Gary Jones, Beaches and Harbors.
Thank you. Sorry, I skipped Member Stahl.
Present.
Thank you. Member Tremblay.
Present. Martha Tremblay, alternate for Robert Ferrante, LA County Sanitation.
Thank you. Member Ehring.
Present.
Thank you. And Member Yuranga.
Present.
Thank you. So I don't believe I missed anyone. So that will conclude member roll call and introduction.
Hi, Caitlin. Megan Cooper here. Sorry about that.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you for joining us remotely. Thanks. I will note that you are present.
Apologies.
Not a problem. So now I will quickly ask members joining remotely if you have any members of the public present. So I know Member Alegria has no members of the public. Member Cooper, are there any members of the public? Nope.
Nope.
Thank you. Member McMorrin, any members of the public?
No members of the public present.
Thank you. And Member Yuranga, any members of
the public? No members of the public.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now I recommend we move to item one, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Very good. We will now take comments from members of the public on items not on the agenda. And public testimony on all agenda items. We have several speakers registered to speak under item one and one speaker for item 3B, although that may be increased, the number of speakers. First public speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We received three requests in advance to comment. One would like to comment under agenda item 3B regarding the work plan, and received two requests to comment under public under agenda item one. So the first public comment was a written comment provided in advance of the meeting because the member of the public could not be present. So I will be reading their written comments from Gabrielle Crow. My comments pertain to your organization. To your organization increasing tribal engagement. There is a need for state, county, city, and environmental agencies to not only have tribal involvement, but have them be included in policymaking. Many atrocities have happened on the very lands that present-day Los Angeles is on. In order to start a path towards healing, indigenous wisdom should be sought out and integrated into your solutions. I will be presenting at the ROR 2022 tomorrow. I'm also in the documentary Saging the World, which will be premiering in San Pedro on Earth Day. And Gabrielle provided some links that we can distribute as part of this comment. So that concludes the comment from Gabrielle Crow. The next person who requested to comment is Jeanette Vosberg, who I do not see in the meeting. And who is not present with us just yet. So I see that a member of the public, Craig Cadwallader, has his hand raised. Would you like to provide comment under item one? You should now be able to speak.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Craig Cadwallader, you know, on behalf of the Serpreneur chapter, and happy to be participating. I just wanted to comment that several items not on the agenda, the South Santa Monica Bay watershed areas successfully completed its projects yesterday for this session, and it was a very robust discussion. We have completed that part, which is one of my favorite programs, the Metro W Safe Clean Water Program, which is helping clean up our water and capture and reuse resources. And I also wanted to mention that the LA County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday adopted a foodware plastics ordinance for the unincorporated areas to help keep plastic waste out of the environment. And I also understand that the Los Angeles will be considering a similar measure next Wednesday. And these are all measures that are going to help us significantly clean up the environment and keep plastic pollution out of the waterways and out of the ocean. I just wanted to share those with you and appreciate being able to express my comments today. Thank you.
Very much, Craig.
I see no other hands raised at this time.
Very much. The agenda as published may need to be modified. I will ask for any member of the governing board who has time constraints today to please let me know now so that I might adjust the agenda to make certain that we take action on items that require action of this commission. Anyone have to leave early today? Thank you, Shelley. If there's anyone else participating virtually, please raise your hand. Staff, no. Thank you, EJ. Given that we have at least one member of the commission that does have to leave early today, ask that we schedule item 3A and 3B immediately follow item 2D. His report from the Chief Director and AP Program Director. Will reserve reports from members to follow 3A and 3B. That's that right after the 5-minute break. I'd like a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second.
Thank you very much. We have a motion and a second.
Certainly. Just share my screen. Member Alegria?
Yes.
Member Austin?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Bishop?
Aye.
Thank you. Member Caldwell?
Yes.
Thank you. Chair Caspary?
Yes.
Cepeda Rizzo?
Yes.
Thank you. Chernofsky?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Cooper?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Luce?
Yes.
Thank you. Member McMorrin?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Murphy?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Wynn?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Stahl?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Stevens?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Tashian?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Tremblay?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Ehring?
Yes.
Thank you. And Member Urunga?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion passes. The order of agenda is amended.
Thank you very much. I'm going to proceed with work from the chair. Last executive committee meeting was held on March 17th. Commission staff updated the executive committee on their work, including the annual stakeholders workshop, the draft annual work plan response to comments document, and the return to in-person meetings. Tom Ford reported on the National Estuary Program activities carried out by the Bay Foundation, including expected additional funding and upcoming guidance from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. The executive committee discussed priority information items to bring to the governing board in and identified multiple topics. The executive committee also approved the proposed governing board agenda items recommended no closed session. My report, let's move on to report from the Chief Administrative Director, Santa Monica Bay National Estuary Program Director. They will report on any messages or items from the Technical Advisory Committee who were able to attend.
All right, thank you, Chair. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Today, I want to start with membership updates, including welcomes and some sad goodbyes. So first, the Las Virgenes Malibu Council of Governments voted to appoint Malibu City Council member Steve Ehring to replace Mickey Pearson as the representative from the Malibu Watershed Cities. We're glad to have you, Steve. Next, I'll introduce Deputy Director Keith Lilly as a new alternate for LA County Public Works Director Mark Pastrella. Keith is replacing Daniel Lafferty, who retired. So welcome to Keith, who is not here today, but welcome. Next is Warren Ontiveros, who is a new designated alternate for Gary Jones of LA County Department of Beaches and Harbors. So welcome to Warren. He's not with us, but welcome. We also have Maura Monaghan, who is the new alternate for Bruce Resnick, representing LA Waterkeeper on the SMBRC Governing Board and Executive Committee. Maura is replacing Kelly Clark, who has left LA Waterkeeper and is on to new adventures. We'll miss Kelly, and we welcome Maura. She also could not be here today. We have two new alternates for LA County Supervisor Sheila Kuehl, who will participate on the Governing Board and the Executive Committee. Former alternate Timothy Lippman has retired, and we were able to say goodbye and thank him for his service at the March EC meeting. I'd like to welcome the two new alternates, Tessa Tarnowski with us today, and Sophie Freeman. And finally, today will be the last meeting for member Shelley Luce of Heal the Bay. Shelley's contributions to the commission and the Santa Monica Bay simply cannot be overstated. She has a long history with the commission and has been an integral part of so many accomplishments and a passionate advocate for our environment. Shelley, we're all, and me, very glad you could be here today. And if you would be so kind as to say a few words.
Yes, thank you. I would love to. I just want to thank everybody on the commission for many years. Am I looking at my, using my mic?
Sorry. Before you get all sentimental.
Like I've never done this before, even though I've been.
We got a comment from a member of the public via email that some of the voices weren't being heard that well, so that's why.
I understand. Thank you. So I just want to say thank you to everybody on this commission. So many of you have been actually serving at the same time or longer than I have. And this commission was my first experience leading an environmental organization way back when. And that was a huge part of my ability to understand really how to make progress on environmental issues in a very complex place like Southern California, Los Angeles, Santa Monica Bay. So I really appreciate all of my time here and all of the gifts that all of you and the members of public have given to me by participating and supporting and critiquing and bringing all kinds of voices to this table to make sure that we move forward on so many important issues. To me, my passions were environmental restoration, and that's why the Restoration Commission and the NEP were such an incredible place for me to work for 10 years and to participate since then on this commission. So I am extremely proud of all the work that we've done in the policy arena and in the stormwater cleanup area, and especially in restoration, both when I was staff there, but also since then, and the growth of this commission in the marine and coastal environment has been amazing to see. So I look forward to seeing what you all keep doing when I am no longer part of the commission, and thank you so much for all the work that you do.
I'm certain that each member of this commission is going to want to have to say thank you to you during the break. So hopefully we'll be a tough act to follow. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Shelley. I can't wait to see what you do next. Are there any other comments before I continue? I don't see any hands. So a quick reminder to please send staff any updates to contact information for members and alternates. For most of you, the information is needed to stay on top of Form 700 filing requirements when assuming your role annually thereafter and when leaving office. A few updates since the last governing board meeting. And then I plan to leave time at the end of my report for a Q&A with our legal counsel, Eric Gilman, to address any questions about Bagley-Keene meeting requirements. The return to in-person meetings has brought up questions, and the more clarity we have, the better. We had a successful stakeholder workshop on February 24th and received a lot of comments and feedback, which you can review in the response to comments document that is part of the draft work plan staff report for this meeting. In addition to the fiscal year 23 draft work plan, commission staff collaborated with the Bay Foundation on the SMB-NEP semi-annual report, which is due this month. As the chair mentioned, we had an EC meeting on March 17th, and it included a discussion of priority informational items to bring to the governing board this year. There were many EC suggestions, and if any of you have additional suggestions, please speak up here or email me or call me. We're interested in your thoughts on important topics to focus on moving forward. The seven Prop 50 grant program projects approved in February are in the grant agreement phase, and we'll keep you posted on the progress. Staff is also managing two Prop 84 projects and responding to PRA requests. And I want to note that the Prop 50 funds are the end of the Commission's bond funds. So any suggestions for opportunities to put the next round of funds in place are welcome. It's important that the Commission continues to be able to directly fund valuable projects. As the chair mentioned, the chair of our TAC was unable to attend today, but we are moving forward with a consultant to facilitate the State of the Bay report process. And we will likely have a TAC meeting next month to move into the next step. State Coastal Conservancy is developing its strategic plan for 2023 through 27, and there are many opportunities to provide input. I'll share an email announcement after today's meeting per Megan Cooper's request. I also want to note that the Ocean Protection Council released the first state agency sea level rise action plan for California, and it strives to outline a coastal resiliency plan to guide sea level rise adaptation over the next 5 years. And the Safe and Clean Water Program, we heard a little bit already today. The Watershed Area Steering Committees are currently voting on the fiscal year 22-23 Stormwater Investment Plans, aka SIPs. And those SIPs will then likely go on to the Regional Oversight Committees and then to the Board of Supervisors later this year. The Governing Board has previously voted on a resolution supporting the SIPs in the Santa Monica Bay and its watersheds. So please let us know if you have thoughts on a supporting resolution for this year. And now just a couple thank yous. Thank you to all of you for your patience with this extra coordination for the return to in-person meetings. It's been a lot and the response has been great. Unfortunately, multiple members were unable to make it today due to illness. but many of us did, and it's exciting to be back. So I hope we move into a more comfortable phase in the next few months, and reach out to me with any thoughts or feedback from today's meeting. And I want to also quickly thank our hosts who have graciously provided this wonderful meeting location. We also plan to have the June meeting at this location and hopefully include a tour of the Pure Water Demonstration Facility. And I know many people like the Delray Yacht Club location, so I want to explain that we hope we can return there in the future. They currently have some COVID protocols in place that we cannot comply with due to the nature of our public meeting, but we're working on it and it's a possibility moving forward. Now, I want to leave some time for any questions you might have on publicly noticing your remote location or other Bagley Keene Open Meeting Act questions that you might have for Eric. So Eric, do you have anything?
Nothing to add at this time, but happy to field it.
I don't have a question, but I do have a comment. I'm very impressed with your ability to have multiple locations worked out and worked through with the commission members to make it accessible for many of our commissioners that couldn't make it to Las Virgenes today. So I really appreciate all the work that staff did to get that organized. I know how hard it is.
Thank you, Jonathan. It was certainly a team effort here for us. Eric, did you want to provide any clarification on requirements for publicly noticed remote location? I'm going to provide that option before the next meeting, and I just think it would be nice if really good idea of what that entails.
Absolutely. As Bagley Keene currently stands, if a board member wants to participate remotely, they may, so long as a number of conditions are met. I think that we've shared that with you all. But just to reiterate, that location would need to be public. We would need to notice that at least 10 days in advance. You'd have to allow for members of the public to, so obviously listen, meeting, ideally video, although that's required, and then also comment in the event that they want to comment. Those are all the requirements. There is a bill that's pending that would make teleconference a little bit easier. So I will keep all posted. We have a uniquely large board. We need at least voting members to be present in order to reach quorum, be taken. That can make that easier.
Thank you, Eric. Are there any other questions for Eric or myself on anything before we move on? Mr. Chair?
Very much, Marissa. Well, I'm Tom Ford to provide the NEP director's report.
Thank you, Charlie. And first, I just want to say I'm just very pleased to be back here in person. So nice to see so many of you again. And I was just catching up after 15 years. Very nice to be here. And thanks again for hosting, Charlie. didn't know that this was going to be Shelley's last meeting. Thank you, Shelley, for decade plus of hard, dedicated work for our communities and our coast here, the landmark work that you've accomplished your career here. Thank you so much for your dedication. a couple things, and I'll be picking up a little bit where Marissa had left off. So we do anticipate scheduling a meeting in May for the TAC, so a couple calls to get that organized coming up in the next few days, so that notice will go out. And Eric will see how we intersect with Bagley Keene for that one. Agree with John, a tremendous amount of logistics to organize this and pull it off, and you guys have done a laudable job. And Charlie, you mentioned it in the report from the executive committee. We are still waiting for final guidance from the United States Environmental Protection Agency on the BIL funds or the IIJA funds, depending on how you know them, as the Investment Infrastructure and Jobs Act. So we're expecting that at any point in time, and then that will start to drive us towards how we would develop what we anticipate to be a five-year strategic plan for how those monies would be invested here in our study area in coastal Los Angeles and its watersheds, in order to start to try to achieve the goals therein, which at this point in time remain consistent from previous statements, yet nothing on paper yet, that indicate that we would have a focus on environmental justice issues and climate change. So as soon as that hits, we'll be happy to share that with everyone. That said, we've been working, both the Bay Foundation staff and the commission staff, on informing the semi-annual report, which is due to the EPA at the end of this month. So once that gets to them and they get their chance to ask us questions and clarify some of those comments, once that report's finalized from the EPA, we will then share that publicly with everyone via websites at the minimum. So that is in the works. Last thing sort of on that, on the NEP organization side of the house, is you may recall, some of you, from our last performance evaluation that within the NEP programs, a director from another NEP shows up to help assist the region and headquarters, as well as local entities, in the assessment of our progress, areas for improvement, et cetera. So this year was my turn to support a program in the Indian River Lagoon system, which is in coastal central Florida along the Atlantic coast. Very different system than ours, very interesting set of issues that are, in a technical matter, different than what we face here, but also geopolitically, maybe geo is a little bit too wide statement, I'll just say politically, really looking forward to learning more from that process. I'll be visiting there for a few days in mid-May and then back here, and we'll share with you any of the lessons learned. Certainly they are dealing with some amazing scale and chronic presence of harmful algal blooms, massive losses of seagrass extent in their lagoon system, and recently, and I think it's been in the news, maybe some of you caught it, they're seeing massive die-offs of the Florida manatee within their system. So it's been a pretty daunting thing to see them experiencing as a program, and hopefully some lessons learned for us so that we don't find ourselves in a similar situation. So moving on to some things closer to home, and Mr. Cadwallader already spoke to this, but and maybe some other folks wish to speak to this as well. So the LA County Supervisors had a second reading as just on Tuesday night, and have to thank Supervisors Kuhl, Solis, Mitchell, and Hahn for their leadership on this issue. I think we're getting at a serious point. Inflection point that the only way to really limit the amount of plastics that are making their way into our landscape, into our waterways, is to cut them off at the source. And this is the nation's largest effort to date. So congratulations, County of Los Angeles, all the staff supporting those supervisors in making this happen. And I actually pulled a quote from the LA Times from Supervisor Sheila Kuhl, and reads that today's action is a major step forward in reducing our reliance on plastics and reducing its harm to human and marine health. It's time we put a fork in our use of plastics and took a bite out of the overwhelming amount of plastic county residents needlessly use. And I'm very pleased to hear from Craig that the City of Los Angeles may be entertaining similar actions as early as next week. And then to show you how we're similarly involved in this effort. Certainly, it's one of our action plans to address marine debris. And you've heard us speak of our rethink work with various yacht clubs and restaurants. We've now working in partnership with a host of people. I had to write these down because there's many of them. Clean Water Fund, Rethink Disposable, Steve Groner Associates, folks at Aptum Environmental Infrastructure, and supported by and with the City of Los Angeles Sanitation. So starting this fall and continuing through 2024, we will be doing targeted outreach with that group of folks to start looking at reducing single-use plastics associated with food service in Pacoima, Boyle Heights, South LA, and Wilmington. So these are communities that we've not done a lot of work with, a lot of communities that often rely on very tangible, direct outreach efforts. So we're really excited about that opportunity to contribute to this overall effort to reduce the amount of plastic moving through our system here in LA. I'm happy to talk to anybody about that further, either today at this meeting or offline. Perhaps another invitation for others to speak to this, the groundbreaking for this landmark project, I understand, is tomorrow. And it's just around the corner from here. So this would be the United States' largest wildlife corridor ever constructed. State of California, Caltrans, Wallace Annenberg, and the Annenberg Foundation. Tremendous amount of leadership, I understand, from Richard Bloom's office for many years on this. And we will have a bridge spanning the 101 to enable purposefully our pumas to migrate out of the Santa Monica Mountains so they can find mates that they are not too closely related to, and all of that trophic cascade of benefits to the vegetation in the mountains so that the mountains stay where they are rather than sliding down the hills, clogging our waterways, impacting private and public infrastructure. Fantastic project. I was on vacation in Idaho, and there it was on the cover of the local newspaper, like, could you believe it? California's got something right. That was pretty exciting to see, for sure. Moving into the South Bay, wanted to thank the City of Manhattan Beach, the many volunteers that showed up, the staff of the Bay Foundation and others. We've cleared about 16 tons of ice plant off of the dunes next to the strand there, placed around 1,400 native plants in the ground, anticipating the benefits of the spring rains this year, which have not come. So we've been busy watering, trying to keep those plants in the ground. We're going to push our second round of planting associated with that project till the fall. Otherwise, I think we're just putting seeds and plants in the ground during the hot, dry summertime. And without that advanced benefit of a wet season, we're likely to see some negative impacts to their survivorship. Terrific effort thus far. Again, I've been amazed at the amount of support we've received from the South Bay communities. Similarly, in sticking with dune work, many of you know we work in the LAX dunes, that largest remnant contiguous piece of coastal dunes in Southern California. This effort over the past quarter, which you'll see more of in the semi-annual report when it's completed, close to 11,000 plants have gone into the ground there. And again, a number of endangered species, the El Segundo blue butterfly, which solely inhabits the seaside buckwheat, but burrowing owls and particularly magnanimous horned lizard. So it's been very nice working with them and supporting that effort. Again, LA World Airports has been a terrific partner in that program. And just a couple more items. We had just completed on Monday our quarterly surveys of the experimental offshore eelgrass transplant sites that we established in Santa Monica Bay. One of those was off of Dockweiler Beach, one off of Redondo, and one off of Malaga. What I can say is that the site in Malaga has some survivorship. So for the first of its kind effort, and for us to have made some of our best professional judgment on location, placement, and trying to see if the methodology that's been used with other species of eelgrass was translatable to this, I think this is certainly a qualified or measured success and will help us move forward. We've got a lot of Prop 50 funds to help us better understand the characteristics of places within our bay that may be suitable for further efforts like this. We've got a nice progression, I believe, starting to fall into place to put back that very valuable habitat, see those water quality improvements that can result from it, carbon sequestration, fisheries benefits, a big suite of things that go along with reestablishing seagrass to our bay. And then the last thing I would like to mention is that we've been caring for and conditioning thousands of abalone in our mariculture system, who, whether they know it or not, are about ready to go and get placed into the ocean in the next few months. So our team will be busy cataloging, measuring, identifying each one of those thousands of individuals with tags, et cetera, before we finish off our preparations and put them out into the sea in May. So that's the substance of my report, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. Go ahead, Steve.
Just a quick comment. You were mentioning dune restoration. We've also got that going on in Zuma Beach.
Yes.
And a couple of weeks ago, two young ladies came out there and did a demonstration. And I can't remember that, but they were absolutely excellent. I mean, they brought a bunch of students out there. They had them, they explained what was going on. They showed us what the native plants were, how the invasive plants were taking water away from that. They did a superb job. People loved it. And there's another one taking place the end of this month. And I encourage anybody who can to go see this thing because it really is educational. And it's showing that it's working. I mean, around the plants, there are little piles of sand that are starting to pop up. So thank you very much for that effort.
It is our pleasure, and I'm always happy to have somebody else ring the bell for us. So thank you, Steve. The winds that we've been experiencing, not unusual this time of year, lead to changes in the ocean chemistry that are beneficial for our kelp forests and things like that. It's also that same wind that transport that sand and start to pile it up around those plants, and then the plants try to get out on top of the sand, and we're off to the races. So I'm glad that folks had a good time. Certainly all the information for those types of events that we're involved with are available through our website, which is www.santamonicabay.org, and you can go to the events page and find us and sign up.
Other questions?
I just want to thank you, Tom, for highlighting the wildlife crossing tomorrow on Earth Day. So hopefully everyone's doing something to acknowledge Earth Day. But I'll make sure to send out the link so anyone who's not attending the ceremony in person or the party, essentially, at King Gillette Ranch up the road here can maybe check out a few minutes of the live stream. So I'll
My pleasure. Thank you, Marissa.
Tessa.
Yes, and I wanted to thank you for your acknowledgement of the single-use plastics motion, and also wanted to acknowledge Sophie Freeman, who is my colleague and who is the alternate also for Sheila Kuehl. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into this behind the scenes, and it's controversial. So, you know, I go out as a Supervisor Kuehl's district director and present to various groups on various motions, and we got a lot of pushback, but I'm really glad that this happened, and hopefully it will be a model for other jurisdictions. Also, on the wildlife crossing, it's none too soon. I mean, I'm sure you heard that, I think it was just yesterday, a mountain lion died somewhere along the 405. So these mountain lions are stuck in isolated habitats, islands of habitat, and this will enable them to survive, hopefully, and reproduce without the, you know, poor genetic diversity that they currently experience. So thank you.
My pleasure, Tessa. And I noticed in the LA Times article that it seems that the California Chamber of Commerce had some issues or questions with this. I know that our sample size is not the greatest, but our rethink disposal program that we work with those folks shows that there's actually economic benefits to these restaurants and food service establishments that make this transition. So maybe that little bit of information can help. Without a doubt, this past year has been a tough year for our pumas. So all the more poignant that this corridor be constructed to help. Thank you very much for all the leadership at the county level and with the
supervisor. Very much, Tom. We're going to move on to an action item that is critical. We accomplish action on item number 3B. Approval of the program. Report on this.
Certainly. Thank you, Chair and members of the Governing Board. So as you know, Commission staff and the Bay Foundation staff have been working to develop the work plan for the Santa Monica Bay National Estuary Program for the next fiscal year 2023. So the work plan identifies planned tasks, and activities to further implementation of the Comprehensive Conservation and Management Plan, or CCMP, from October 2022 to September of 2023. We distributed and posted on the Commission's website the preliminary draft of the work plan in January 26th, and opportunities for the governing board members and stakeholders, including members of the public, to provide input on the draft included at the February governing board meeting, during the written comment period, which opened February 17th and closed March 4th, and at the February 24th virtual Santa Monica Bay stakeholders public workshop, where we had interactive polls, focus breakout groups, and a public comment period. The workshop was held in collaboration with the Bay Foundation staff and with facilitation support from the State Water Board's Office of Public Participation. And we solicited input on the work plan with a focus on addressing climate change resiliency in Santa Monica Bay and its watersheds, which is one of the 7 overarching goals of our CCMP. We also invited feedback on stakeholder priorities for the future of Santa Monica Bay and its watersheds, which we recorded for consideration during the next update to our CCMP. So for today's meeting, we distributed the staff report, responses to comments document, a proposed final draft of the work plan, and a redline version to the governing board and on our public listserv last week. And these documents are also posted on the Commission's website. Commission staff and the Bay Foundation staff reviewed and considered all comments received. So attachment 1 of our staff report includes responses to written comments and input received at the workshop. And we indicated if and where a comment was incorporated into the final draft. We were excited to receive comments expressing interest in priorities and actions that are already identified in our CCMP action plan. So in our response to these types of comments, we referenced the actions in the work plan that are existing efforts to implement the work they express interest in. We also indicated in our response if a comment was recorded for consideration for the next CCMP update. The final draft fiscal year 23 work plan, attachment 2 of the documents we distributed, includes 2 new sections that were not included in the preliminary draft. This is the estimated fiscal year 23 budget, which projects the budget for the NEP's implementation of the work plan, and the Santa Monica Bay NEP entity staffing section. So this identifies roles and responsibilities of Commission and Bay Foundation staff. Attachment 3 is a redline version of the final draft, which identifies changes made to the preliminary draft in response to input received, as well as Commission staff and Bay Foundation staff review. We recommend that the Governing Board approve the proposed final draft of the fiscal year 23 work plan. Upon approval, Commission staff will send the final work plan to the Bay Foundation staff for routing to US EPA. So that concludes my report, Mr. Chair. We did receive 1 request in advance to comment on this item, so I recommend that we move to public comment, followed by member comments.
Report, Caitlin, and comment on this item.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, we can't hear you online.
Caitlin, please call the members of the public that have. Now is the time for public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the member of the public who requested to comment would like to also show a video as part of their comment. Give me 1 second, Walter, to get your video up. Ready to share. Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. Okay, Walter, you should now be able to speak. I just need to share your video. And would you like me to show it at this time? Playing at this time?
Yeah, okay, let me just actually provide some background. That there's this issue of what is the extent of the Commission's involvement with things like Biona, and that's changed pretty drastically in the last few years. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and play the video, and then we can talk about, if you don't mind pausing at the end of this segment, we can talk about it just quickly.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Shelley Luce, and I'm the director of the Santa Monica Bay Restoration Commission. We've been working in partnership with the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the State Coastal Conservancy on the Biona wetland since about 2005, and we're mostly scientists on our staff, so we've been conducting the first comprehensive assessments of this 600-acre publicly owned parcel. The annual reports from those assessments are available on our website if you're interested, and they've given us a really good understanding of the resources that are at the Biona wetlands today. So part of our work has been to conduct public outreach and education on that information. We hold scientific symposia every year. We conduct tours. We've had design charrettes and other types of workshops to get public input. And we are now also helping the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Coastal Conservancy to coordinate the many local agencies and consultants who are doing the complicated analyses of the environmental impact report and environmental impact statement. So we're very excited to be moving this process forward. It is not quick, but it is very important because the people of California deserve the best possible project at this location. So I hope that you will approve today's motion to work in partnership with the Army Corps to make sure that we get the best possible analysis of the project alternatives.
All right.
If you just pause there, Caitlin. You know, it is important we do get the best possible project, but that was 8.5 years ago. And so it's really hard to imagine 8 years ago the commission would have a level of involvement from 2005 to 2014. But now 8.5 later, when the project's still struggling, the speaker mentioned an EIS, environmental impact statement. We're nowhere close to having an environmental impact statement. And so that's why we're asking you, if you look at the comments that Caitlin referenced, the vast majority of public comments, and it's not because we don't understand that there's other important stuff. It's because we understand that this too is important. And the NEP director, and I'm glad he did about a really one-on-one overpass, that's not even in your work. And yet it's good that you have discussions about that because it's an important thing in the watershed. But to not then put more information into your work plan about the Biota wetlands just really seems off. If you could continue, Caitlin, I'll just talk about those with whatever time I have left.
I'm sorry, Walter, did you want me to advance the video?
No, sorry, yeah, if you could just play the rest
of it. Okay.
Thank you, Caitlin. So, you know, we heard a lot about species. And then the sea level rise, we'll just let this through. And so what we're saying is that to have a national estuary program where people look at a field of weeds and are comfortable and say, this is good, we're okay with $200,000 on a project, but apathetic about what's actually is just really unfortunate. It's unfortunate to have an NEP that's not more hands-on. And when you hear the term commission and Bay Foundation staff, that used to just be called NEP staff. And that's what that staff is. And we asked for more information about which staff was writing which comments, because it's not appropriate for the Bay Foundation to be the ones determining whether the Bay Foundation should provide more information about their projects. That's the commission's agency responsibility. Sea level rise is really important. Nobody should be playing games with sea level rise. Nobody should be looking at maps showing the disappearance of coastal marsh saying a buffer against climate change. And if you looked at the comments that were made by Coastal Conservancy board members, you know, I would say read the writing on the wall. It's changing about this. And people are starting to recognize that the marketing, the PowerPoints and the Excel spreadsheets aren't what the science is. The science is showing that this project is a clunker and you need to re-engage. We're asking you to re-engage and help get this thing back on the right track. And I'll leave it. Well, the last thing I'll say is on the we still can't get
it. Walter, that's the end of the
thank you very much.
Thank you. So I don't see any other hands raised. I will pause for another moment for members of the public to raise their hand virtually to comment on this item. I see no hands raised, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Caitlin. Members of the governing board, do you have questions for staff on this, observations on the draft work plan that's been presented to us?
It'll work. I'm going to use yours. Thank you. I am really excited to see work in here about that references smaller coastal lagoons in Santa Monica Bay. And I know Topanga is on there and Trancas is on there. And I also saw, I'm sorry because I'm having trouble finding it right now, but there was an item about comprehensive monitoring of small lagoons in the northern northern part of the bay. And I was just wondering if there's any further information on that. It may be something that's DF is the lead, but I'm not sure, you know, if someone's moving that forward right now, if that's something that's going to come after the other ones. And I don't have a preference for that, but I am curious about it because I think it's really important work.
Sure, who you're directing that to, Shelley, but I'll.
Yeah, since TPF is listed as the lead, I'll
I can certainly take that on. And I expect that Karina Johnston is on this call, and she is our lead at the Bay Foundation for the coordination of that effort. So I'm not sure, Karina, are you out there? And I'm not sure if there's a hand coming
she's,
in.
She's, yeah, joining via Zoom. I just promoted her to a panelist, so she should be able to unmute herself. There is a little bit of a time lag there. There she is. Thank you, Karina.
Perfect.
Hi. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Sorry, it took the computer a minute to join there. I apologize, the audio is sort of going in and out a little bit. Can you repeat that question, Tom, that you were directing to me?
Yeah, no worries. Shelley had some questions, I believe, and I'm speaking for Shelley. She's sitting right here, about the nature or the extent of the work that we're looking to help support in understanding the condition of the small lagoons, largely in the North Bay.
Yeah, great. Happy to speak to that. And hi, Shelley. And sorry, I couldn't be there in person. We have a couple of things going on largely in partnership with other entities. One is led by Cal State Long Beach and SCORP and several other groups that are looking to advance work related to the Escherichia Marine Protected Area surveys that they've been doing up and down the state of California. And so they have a targeted kind of paired Escherichia MPA and outside approach to surveys. And they applied for Proposition 50 funding that was awarded to expand that effort using these standardized protocols for the Escherichia MPA monitoring and expand it to several other systems in the northern Santa Monica Bay. I don't think the final sites have been selected, but at least I think three other locations in addition to Malibu will be surveyed as part of that. And so it's kind of taking the next step to work towards standardized monitoring and assessment for some of those small lagoons and hope to inform restoration planning and stuff like that as well. Those are the major monitoring and assessment things that are planned, I think. And in addition to the systems that you mentioned that are kind of undergoing restoration planning. And then we've been helping out Resource Conservation District of Santa Monica Mountains a little bit with a water quality sensor in Topanga and some other surveys in the past. And then the other wetland sort of thing that's happening from a larger context is led by the State Coastal Conservancy, and Megan Cooper maybe could speak to this also, but they've been awarded a wetland program development grant to continue the work on standardizing level 3 assessments or site intensive assessments and develop a regional wetland monitoring program for Southern California. So we are participating on that as well. It builds on our previous wetland development grants, looking at combining and consolidating data from all these other systems and building and working towards standardizing monitoring protocols. Sorry, that was a little lengthy. I think it answered your
question. All right. I think you got it, Karina. Thank you so much. I would just say, Shel, what we're looking at is trying to collect information, understand the existing condition of these systems a bit better, helping that inform our comprehensive monitoring program and helping advise directions or steps that we might take to further their sustainability, restore them, look at the capacities for restoration.
I think that's great, and I appreciate the details, Karina. Thank you. And I hadn't realized that you are participating in another Wetlands Program Development Grant with Coastal Conservancy, and I just want to make sure that people here understand that that really started with Karina and others at the Bay Foundation to make sure that wetlands monitoring could be standardized for the types of wetlands that we see in Southern California, which are different from elsewhere in the state. So I think that's fantastic. I'm excited to see that. And I really hope that the monitoring and assessment of smaller lagoon systems will lead to restoration up and down Santa Monica Bay and elsewhere, in part because I also feel the frustration, along with many others, of how slowly the Biona Wetlands Project has moved. It's a big, complicated project with levees and excavation and things like that. So I'm not necessarily commenting on that. I'm just saying that I think it's really to the credit of this organization and the Bay Foundation that we continue to move ahead, because every single square inch of restoration of habitat and vegetation and things that sequester carbon and provide native plants, really, really important. So seeing that even on our smaller systems up and down the Bay is really great, and it's something that we don't focus on a lot. So I'm really glad it's included. Thanks.
And if I just may add, and Karina spoke to it, so much of this work has always been done, and will always be done in partnership with many of the folks sitting around the dais here or at the other remote locations. We could not make progress without the assembled talents and strengths of all those folks involved.
Any other questions or observations, comments on the draft work plan? I would just note that, as Tom rightfully said, these projects work best and have more impact when they're done as partnerships. And each one of our agencies has the opportunity to join hands and accomplish certain elements of a project or certain elements of a work plan. And that's something really important. I know that it's probably been about a year since the commission at a meeting discussed what those opportunities might be moving forward. So I'd ask each one of you to look at your agency's potential involvement in these projects in this new work plan. A lot of them are the same. The emphasis from EPA on their funding guidance. Four items that are really mesh so well with our work plan today and our work plans in the past. These are just really important things that each one of us needs to do and to educate our agencies how we can best accomplish that. Thank you all for considering my request. In the meantime, staff has a request out, and that is to approve the Santa Monica Bay National Estuary Program work plan for fiscal year 2023. Yes, Jim.
Charlie, I'd like to make a motion to approve it, but having said that, I really want to thank the public today that commented on this and for everybody that took the time to review the work plan. And I think the very insightful comments and certainly the work of staff to respond to those and the redline version we were getting. So having said that, and thanking the staff and the members of the public for commenting on it, again, I'd like to make a motion to approve the fiscal year 23 work plan.
Thank you for your motion, Jim, and thank you for your recognition of the public's input in this plan. This agenda item we had 59 pages of this particular agenda item, and the bulk of it had to do with comments received from the public. So thank you, members of the public, that commented. I would like a motion, or we have a motion on the table. Is there a second to the motion, please?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kung.
Sorry, that was actually Member Alegria.
Pardon?
That was Member Alegria. Just a note. Who seconded?
Please call the roll vote on this item.
Thank you, Chair. Okay, Member Alegria?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Austin?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Bishop?
Aye.
Thank you. Member Caldwell?
Yes.
Thank you. Chair Caspary?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Cepeda Rizzo?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Chernofsky?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Cooper?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Luce?
Yes.
Thank you. Member McMorrin?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Murphy?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Nguyen?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Stahl?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Stevens?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Tashtian?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Tremblay?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Ehring?
Yes.
Thank you. And Member Urunga?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion passes and the work plan is approved.
Thank you very much. We will take the final item of governing board business that requires action today, and that is consideration of approval of the February 17th, 2022 meeting minutes. Anyone have any corrections? Seeing no corrections, I'd like a motion. Approve the minutes as published.
Motion to approve.
Thank you. And a second? Second it. Call the roll vote, please, Caitlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Member Alegria?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Austin?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Caldwell?
Yes.
Thank you. Chair Caspary?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Cepeda Rizzo?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Chernofsky?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Cooper?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Luce?
Yes.
Thank you. Member McMorrin?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Murphy?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Nguyen?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Stahl?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Stevens?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Tashtian?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Tremblay?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Ehring?
I have to abstain. I wasn't at that meeting.
Certainly. Thank you. Abstain. Member Urunga?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion approves. The minutes are, I'm sorry, the motion passes. The minutes are approved as published.
Thank you, Caitlin. We will now take a 5-minute break. And the first item that we will discuss upon returning will be item 2E, report from members on implementation of the CCMP goals and actions.
Actually, Chair, can I request that we go ahead and have the member reports and then the break?
Sure,
if you don't
absolutely.
Mind.
Let's call item 2E.
Anyone who has to leave early, I'd just like to be able to see that.
those.
Let's discuss 2E now at the request of our administrative director. Members have comments on the CCMP.
Mr. Chair, this is Cleveland yes. from Public Works. I'd like to report on item 2E, the CCMP action item number 43, makes reference to the Safe Clean Water Program. Just want to provide some high-level updates that on September 15th of 2021, the County Board of Supervisors approved the Stormwater Investment Plan for fiscal year 21-22, which provided funding for 78 new and continuing infrastructure program projects aimed at achieving water quality, water supply, and community investment benefits across the region. Specifically for the Santa Monica Bay, that resulted in 17 infrastructure projects, 7 technical resources program and feasibility studies, and 2 scientific study projects. For this stormwater investment year, fiscal year 22-23, the various watershed area steering committees, as Marissa had reported earlier, are currently working on approval of their stormwater investment plans. And as of yesterday, 5 water area steering committees have finalized their SIPs. Those WASCs are the Santa Clara River, Lower LA River, Lower San Gabriel River, both the North and South Santa Monica Bay. In the North and South Santa Monica Bay, that equates to 5 infrastructure projects, 2 technical resources program project, and 1 scientific study project. And the one scientific study, I do want to note, because Erica Yelensky is interested in the microplastic study being conducted by Dr. Andrew Gray of UC Riverside. And the Central Santa Monica Bay is scheduled to finalize and approve their stormwater investment plan on April 26th, and projects will be considered include 4 infrastructure program projects, 1 technical resources, and 4 scientific study projects. That concludes my report for action item 43. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Other comments? We heard during the Chief Administrative Director's report and the NEP Director's report, we did hear of other progress that's been made on the wildlife crossing, ban on plastic forks, etc. So anyone has anything else to add, now is the time to do it. Seeing none, we will now adjourn the meeting for a 5-minute break, and I'll just note that the action items required of the governing board have been accomplished for today's meeting. Be in 5 minutes.